From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 1st of April. An alert has been issued for 18 Melbourne suburbs after COVID-19 fragments were found in wastewater. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton urged people to get tested, saying the samples could be due to a positive case being in the early active infectious phase. 20 Victorian residents have already been forced into 2 weeks of hotel quarantine after they were contact traced to the Queensland outbreak. Brisbane has entered its final day of a snap 3-day lockdown, with an announcement to be made today about whether or not it will be extended over the Easter long weekend. Meanwhile, Bluesfest in Byron Bay has been cancelled for the second year in a row after a local man tested positive to the virus. New South Wales recorded one case of community transmission yesterday, with Byron Beach Hotel among the growing list of exposure sites in the region. The festival, which was set to take place from today through to Monday, is reportedly being moved to another date in coming months. To some sport now, and Tim Su extended his unbeaten streak to 18 fights and set himself up for a world title shot by destroying Irish fighter Dennis Hogan via a fifth-round TKO in their super welterweight bout in Newcastle last night. Hogan quite literally drew first blood when a clash of heads opened up a cut above Su's left eye early on in the fight, but the Aussie superstar quickly recovered to launch a stunning assault, leaving little choice for Hogan's team to throw in the towel. We'll be back in a moment. To some TV news now, and Channel 7 has announced they're doing a celebrity spin-off of Big Brother. The network said their new series, which is called Big Brother VIP, will be hosted by Sonia Kruger and will feature some of Australia's best-known celebrities. The show will air later this year. And former Hey Hey It's Saturday host Daryl Summers has issued an apology to Kamal after the Malaysian-born singer opened up about the humiliation he endured as a result of racist jokes on the iconic show. In the statement, Summers said he deeply regrets any hurt felt by Kamal and that he never set out to offend anybody. Kamal accepted the apology, writing, "I accept and acknowledge the apology from friend Daryl Summers unreservedly." And just a reminder, if you want the chance to win $1,000, just play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back in the Arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.